Welcome, everybody. It's time for another episode of The Skinny on Beauty, the only show that examines the intersection of art, beauty, and technology, and where it collides with your host, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, wave again there. We didn't get that wave.
Oh, we didn't get the wave. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today to the Skinny on Beauty Live. I'm your host, Cheryl Hawley, also the CEO of Unite Socially. Today, we're going to be discussing with you a lot about Facebook events and how to increase your registration and sales through creating these free tools by optimizing your Facebook events. As many of you know, there's a lot of pay-to-play action on the Facebook website and also apps. So when we can find free tools to offer to you, we do so. Today's guest, I'm here with Jessie Dibb. Hi, Jessie.
Hi.
Wave to everyone. Jessie is a VP and creative director of Rare. She is one of the three founders of Rare, which is an artistic adventure empowered by feminine creatives who have a passion for both clothing and electronic music, which I actually have a passion for too. So it's awesome to talk about this with you today. Rare clothing is actually designed for a lot of timeless pieces that the styles never go out of fashion. Their styles range from comfortable trend-setting pieces to more elaborate and backless bodysuits, which I'm excited to show some of you today as well. We have a few pieces in the back that we'll get into later. The Rare Record label, actually, tell us more about the Rare Record label.
Rare Records, it's only vinyl, and it's only female DJ producers. And we've released now three vinyls, actually five vinyls on that record label. And we have a lot of residents, DJs, part of it, some in Paris, some in New York. And we throw a lot of events with the record label.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you guys are worldwide.
Yep.
And the other two founders are actually in Paris.
Yes.
Maybe they're up watching, maybe they're not. But tell our audience about the other two founders.
So the other two founders are Clara Romer and Clara Bitbol. They're both Parisian, and they're based in Paris, so they manage everything over there. At the same time, they're both DJs, so they're actually, I think they have an event today and tomorrow and Sunday, so they're pretty
busy weekend.
Yeah.
Well, Memorial Day weekend, so it's all about going out, relaxing, dancing, right?
Dancing, partying.
Partying. Yes, we've got the disco ball.
Music.
So we'll talk about the disco ball. Actually, this is a good segue to it. So because you do a lot of events.
Yes.
Do you always have a tie-in here?
Yeah, we love the disco ball. I mean, we even incorporated in our clothes. The one I'm wearing now has these buttons made with glitter that is kind of representative of the disco ball because we are a brand for party girls and we do events and we have DJs. So it's kind of the representation of, you know, the party girls. And we use it everywhere.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw it in one of your recent images that you did where it was used for breasts.
Yes.
Got Which is hand. Very interesting.
You know, female power.
Yeah. So, regarding Rare, now there is a French way of saying it, which I cannot roll my R's, so I'm not going to try. So how do you say it?
I say rare. I can't say the French version either.
Okay.
Because I'm Latin, but rare.
Okay, so that there you go. I'll say rare.
Rare.
A lot of people do, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And so actually, it's R-A with a plus sign and then R-E.
Yep.
So explain that to our audience because that's a very, not only unique name, but also unique way of spelling rare.
Okay. So R-A comes from Clara. Her name ends with the R-A.
Okay.
And R-E comes from Claire. And then the plus in the middle is me. I'm the addition in the middle because my friends call me Jessie Wee, which is yes in three different languages.
Ooh.
So it's very positive. So that's how we came up with the name. We try to put the three of us in the name.
And
that's how
and
it came out.
Very creative, too.
Yeah.
Yes, and so your website URL is?
It's www.ra-re.fr.
And what's the FR?
France.
Okay,
because we're a Parisian-based label.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right. And so also on Instagram, it's R...
It's R-A-R-E dot F-R.
Okay, yeah, so the .fr is very important. It's also on my Skinny on Beauty. I've tagged them on all of the posts for the press, so you guys can check there as well. So when you met the two other founders, I know that you're really into electronic music as well as being a creative, but you would always see each other at events, and you just got to talking, and so how did the idea come up for you guys?
So I met Clara in New York, and she was in a transition phase, moved back to Paris, and came up with this idea. She's the original, like, founder of this idea.
Yeah.
And she brought me and Claire into it, was like, are you guys interested? And we were both like, we love it. Yes, absolutely, we're in. And that's kind of how it started. So we all put our part and worked really hard to, you know, get to where we are now. And yeah, that's how we got to know each other. It all started in New York.
That's really cool. So you live in New York, actually.
I do. I stayed there.
It's so cool, you guys, because when I was reaching out to her, she's like, I'm actually going to be in L.A. for this event. And I actually, let me back up, because I knew that she was going to be in L.A. for the event, but we didn't really know when we were going to do the show yet.
True.
And so, yeah, so it had actually worked out for her to be able to come to the studio today. So
yeah, it worked
out.
I'm
super
so happy.
Exciting.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I would have never guessed. So, yes, I'm excited, too. So when you guys decided to do this adventure together, did you know that it was going to be a record label and a clothing line?
Yes. Okay. The whole idea, the concept from the beginning that Clara came up with was this idea to mix that world of electronic music with a clothing brand that would represent that girl in front of, like, the booth, the party girl. So that idea of clothing with music was always there. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now, as your role as VP and creative director is to oversee all the creative visuals, make sure that the brand image is being promoted at the events and even before that. So you're doing a lot of that through Facebook events, which is a heavy topic for today. You are actually managing all of the events for Rare and making sure that, you know, people are coming to the events and that you're updating them on Facebook events, and then also we talked about email as well. And with everything being live today, it's really important, you know, to integrate those Facebook events and make sure that people, you know, I mean, Facebook is the number one app that's being used for social media marketing, coupled by Instagram. So it's really important to be able to have a presence on there, especially if you can utilize free tools like the events. So I know that you noticed that your exposure increased after promoting your first event. Now, when was that? How long has Rare been around?
So Rare has been around now for 3 years.
Okay.
Our Rare Records and Rare Clothing, 3 years now. In June. It's our birthday,
3-year anniversary in June.
3-year anniversary in June. We're going to have an event in Paris and one in New York to do the big celebration. But since then, since we actually started our Facebook pages, we always used it as a tool to promote the brand through events. Every time we have an event, we'll make one on there. So it's a big tool.
And so how did you start to use Facebook events for your pop-ups? Like, what made you come up with the idea 3 years ago?
I had used it many times before for personal events, and they had too for other things. So we kind of were familiar with it already. And then we just used it for our brand. And it's great. You know, it's great to show it to people and to share your events with all your friends, family, but also reach a different group of people that are not just your, you know, your followers or your friends.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. And so one of the ways that you do that is by probably, I'm assuming, creating different hosts for the events, right?
Yeah.
So then you segment those down. So how do you decide on who to invite once you create the different hosts for the event?
So like I said before, we start with our friends and family.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some different hosts and they'll share it with their friends and family. And at the same time, we look for people that are in the area of the event.
Yeah.
Because that's very important since we're having events all over the world.
Yeah.
We kind of try to find the people that are around that location.
Yeah.
And use it for that as well. So with several hosts, you get a lot more people engaging in that event.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to do it.
Yeah. And also, if you guys don't have an actual map attached to the event, yep, then Facebook won't share it with the friends of the people that you have invited.
Yeah.
So it's very important to have that geolocation added as well. You can also segment your groups into, like what you were saying, their interest, their work, their yep, location, so that then when you utilize invite friends, you can invite these different groups so you're not like constantly going back,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a really good way to do it as well.
It's very helpful.
Very helpful, right?
Yep.
Like how important do you think that it is to fill out the complete description for the event?
I think it's very important. I think the description will let the person who's going to go to this event know what the event's really about, who's going to be there, what kind of music. It depends. Like, if we're doing an event that's for music, then we want to, like, show who the artists are and put their links so people can research about them and see if they're really interesting. So the more information you can put in the description, I think it's better for your event. It's going to be more successful because you're kind of giving a bit of, like, what's going to happen at your event.
Mm-hmm. And giving them the tools to be able to research it.
Exactly.
You know, because,
yeah,
I mean, being able to call and get the answering machine service of what event is going on is, like, non-existent today.
Nope, that does not exist.
That doesn't exist. People want you to take your words and write them down so that they can do all of the research that they want to do, right?
Exactly, yeah. People will do the research they want if they're interested.
Yeah.
So always kind of get a little description going that interests them, and then they'll be interested in researching about what that is.
Right.
And make sure you have all those links that you want them to look at in there. You know, the easier you make it for your attendees, the more they're prone to research and be interested in the event. So.
Yeah, and also those links really help for, like, the third-party Facebook event aggregator apps, like Huge City or Eventbrite. They'll pick up on those links,
yep,
and then it's basically like additional free press for you. Even Waze, there's Scout Mob, I believe, as well. So these different apps will actually help promote your event for you. And since when you first make the event, 50% of the ticket sales will skyrocket, right? And then the other 50% happened the week before.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that as well?
I have noticed that there's been a more of people buying at the end, towards the end, because they're more like, oh, there's more people going, let's go, or something.
Right,
yeah,
right. And so how do you engage those people when, like, the week before? What do you do on the event page?
We post a lot. We post the event. We repost the event. We share it all over the place in our personal and on our Rare clothing, on our Rare records, you know, share it as much as possible. Send newsletters. Email newsletters, not Facebook, but the newsletters help with the link of the Facebook event. And our Instagram, we use a lot as a tool to put also the link of our Facebook event in there and things like that. So just share it as much as
share
possible.
It everywhere.
Yeah.
I actually tested with a client of mine by pinning. We were talking about that before, how you, when you update your Facebook event, you actually pin that update to the top of the page.
Yeah, and then it's at the top, and you can see it. If they go to your page, it's like the first thing they see. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great tool as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I, in preparing for the show, I started thinking, since we are live now, we need to start doing some testing for Skinny on Beauty and Unite Socially's Facebook events as well, because, you know, webinars have events. Since we're live, we can start doing events as well, and so I think that'll be a great tool. Yeah.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
We use it a lot.
And it seems to be working well for you.
Yeah, it's going very well.
So now with the images, do you always upload event images and then tag them with certain tags, or how do you do that?
So our images, we try to use a lot of images that we produce for our brands. For the clothing side, for example, we'll use like our lookbooks, things like that, and we'll tag it with words that relate to our brand. So like Rare clothing or dance machines, disco balls, things that are very true to our brand. As far as the Rare Records events, we always create these flyers that are very visually like us. We have this thing where we always put a girl on the flyer and then some texture, and people start to recognize the flyers and they're like, oh, we know what that is without even having to go into the event, just because of the imagery.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's very important.
That's good branding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try to keep the branding very well done, very visual.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we, our images are a big thing, and our tagging for those images as well. So those keywords that we consistently use in our, you know, social media everywhere, in our websites and on our tags in Instagram or wherever. So they're important.
Now, do you recommend also updating the Facebook like event cover photo with your details, or just a separate type of image?
On the, you mean the event the cover photo, like put details on that image itself?
Uh-huh,
yeah, absolutely. I think it's very good to put, you could always put the link to the event on there. Always give credit to the artists. You know, there's artists that work on these flyers, so give credit to them.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you don't design the actual flyers yourself?
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, but we have some graphic designers that work with us.
Oh,
and they do it and they build it. So it's also part of them. You know, we work with a lot of different female graphic artists as well.
Yeah.
And they'll do the artwork. So, yeah, that's what I refer to as those artists. They definitely deserve that credit.
Yeah.
So putting that kind of information on that image description, I think, is very important. You could also add tags on there.
Yeah, to whatever is relevant for your industry. Yeah. So, you know, if you're in a different type of industry, then you would start branding certain hashtags that maybe even follow other people that are doing, you know, what you're aspiring to do, and find out what type of hashtags that they're using, or even keyword imagery, because that's going to help in your natural SEO, because it's public. The event page is actually public. Yeah. And SEM.
Yeah.
So now I've noticed that a lot of promoters will actually do like selfies of themselves when they're at the event and get all crazy. Do you guys do that as well on your
event
page?
We do a couple. Not so much on the event page, but we do our inner live on Instagram.
Okay.
We'll do like, oh, we're here, but we don't do it so much on the event. We'll do post some pictures of the space when we get there, or like, oh, we're here. Or the DJs, when they get on and they're playing, we'll post a picture of them, like, we started, you know, things like that, yes.
And now, on the event wall, do you suggest keeping that just for admin access or for the public use?
I think public use is great, because you'll get feedback and you get comments from people, and they'll post things, and it makes them engage in the event, so they're more, you know, they feel more interested. They're a part of it as well.
In a way.
So definitely keep that open, I would say.
Yeah. I've definitely noticed that, like, people will actually have, like, friends will have conversations with each other on the event page itself under the discussion tab. Like, hey, what time are you going to be there? And then they'll tag their friends, right? Have you noticed that as well?
I have noticed that.
Yeah, even ticket sales. People are like, hey, I've got these tickets, I'll be there.
Yeah. Or I have to sell this one. Somebody help me. I can't make it. And it's nice to see that, because you see this, like, group of people, like, talking to each other on there. It makes you feel like a part of it, you know?
Exactly.
You're like, oh, they're going. Okay. Oh, they're selling. Oh.
Yeah, I agree. It's Rare Clothing. You can search them on Facebook. And then also Rare Records. You can search them on Facebook as well. And so the female creatives that are the DJs, they wear Rare Clothing on set, right? As they're spinning. And so some of the clothing pieces, and so you can go ahead and...
So we have a lot of timeless pieces, and we do a lot of backless things and bodysuits. So this is one of our bodysuits.
Here, I'll get up while you talk.
Okay. Because I'm like, I can't. Yeah. So this is one of our bodysuits. It's very nice and it's a very stretchy fabric. It's very closing at the front. And then when you turn it to the back, it's a completely backless bodysuit. So it's very nice to wear this with a pair of black jeans or some black pants. And here is one of our, these are some of our timeless pieces. This is one of our jumpers, the Ellen jumper. And it's also a very basic square neck, beautiful cut. And in the back, it's back, completely backless. And we offer it in several colors. We have like baby blue, black, red, navy. And the bodysuit, I didn't say the name of that one. This is our Margaret bodysuit. So all our styles are named after a female DJ. And in our website, we put a description of this DJ and talk about who they are. So if anyone's ever interested, they can go on there, check out who these DJs are and all that. This is one of from our latest collection, which was our spring summer 2017 collection. And we made this Andrea shirt, which is the same one I'm wearing, but in a black rose print. The print has these big roses on it. The fabric is a cupro and a viscose, so it's really, really, really soft, like silky soft. I kind of wish I had sheets made in this. And then we paired that up with our Vicky pants. The Vicky pants are kind of a wrap pant. We call them the Japanese pants because you put them on kind of like, it's really funny, but kind of like a diaper. And you tie it to the front and then you tie it to the back. And they're very flowy. They open on the sides. They're perfect for like beach wear, you know. Once your skin's kind of like burnt and you put that fabric on it, it just feels great.
And it also has the rose print.
Yeah,
as
it
well.
Has a rose print on it. Yeah, so that's the Vicky pants, and the top's the Andrea top, and then this is also the Andrea top, but this one we made with avocado print. So the print has all these little avocados on it, and little flowers and strawberries, and the buttons are self covered in our baby blue, which is one of our colors we use a lot. You'll see it around if you research our things. And, yeah, this is also from our latest collection. The next one is our Maria top, and this is one of our timeless pieces as well. It has the same cut that we saw on the Margaret bodysuit as far as the neckline, so it's kind of a high collar, but then the shorter sleeves. And it's just a great basic. It's a stretch poly, but it breathes. It's really nice. And, yeah, you can buy this online on our website at www.ra-re.fr and then /shop. And that'll take you automatically to the shop. And also, we don't produce that many of our pieces. So that's also, we keep it kind of rare in that way. We don't, like, mass produce every style. You know, we have a few, like 20 or 30 of some. And we keep it very small so that it's part of the brand. It's kind of rare. What you get is one of very few. And that's, that's some of our pieces.
Some of the pieces.
Some of the old, some of the timeless, some of the new.
Yeah, and so the spring collection was the last two pieces, and so you'll see more of the avocado. And
yes, there's an avocado dress, the Marita dress, and then there's the, well, this one that I'm wearing, that's like our lilac, and the pants, I don't know if you can't see them.
Yeah, it's the same lilac, and they're very breathable, and it's definitely the flowy Japanese style, right?
Well, those are the Vicky pants.
Oh,
these are the Sonja, and they're more a basic style, but they're ankle length, so they're cut kind of at your ankle, and they have glitter buttons to represent
the disco
balls.
Yeah. Now, there's stories behind each, though, as well. Because you do label them as part of, you know, they're named after DJs.
Yes.
So then you have the stories on the website.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, if you go on there on the shop part of our website, you'll see, you know, if you go into a style, the description will talk about the name of that style, that person that we named it off after. Yeah.
So which is really cool. I think that's a creative marketing platform. So now you guys, for the record side, you know, how, like, if there's a female DJ that wants to be, you know, considered, right, to be part of the label and to maybe produce some tracks on the label, how is that process?
So we have two ways of doing it. One way is all of us, so Clara, Claire, and I, we all go and search for artists that we think are going to fit our like label, because we have a very distinct sound, and if you go and listen to the music, I think you'll get that, what that sound is.
Yeah.
So we'll do our own research and reach out to these artists, but we also get artists that reach out to us because they heard of the label and they're like, we really love your music, we want to be a part of it. They send us tracks. It goes through an editing process between the three of us. We'll listen, we'll go back and forth with the artist, and then when we have three tracks that we think are amazing to release, we're like, okay, let's do this. And we find another artist to do a remix of one of those three tracks. And then it's a four track vinyl. So two on each side. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
now,
how we get to it.
And then do you have like a release party, a launch party after that? And
Usually always have a launch party for that release. The last one was in Berlin. And for our fifth vinyl, and it was Victoria Nagel, who's an Argentinian artist.
Okay.
They did a little party in Berlin, and they bring our residents from Paris, so our residents play, and then
the resident DJs.
Yeah, the resident DJs, and then they spin
off each other.
Yeah, okay, or they'll sometimes they'll do back-to-back, sometimes they'll do, like, 2 hours, and the next girl goes 2 hours, and so on.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it depends. Sometimes they're back-to-back.
Yeah.
Where they, like, one will play a couple of songs and the other one plays a couple of songs, or they'll do their own sets.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And are all three of you always at the events, or you try? I mean, how often do you get to go?
I try to go once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And the same for the girls to New York, because they are based in Paris and I'm based in New York. So we're constantly doing events at the same time in different places.
Right.
And the ones in New York, I'm always at the ones there. And the ones in Paris, they're always at the ones there. But we try to travel and at least twice a year to go teach. I wish I could go more.
Yeah, and this was your first time actually in LA,
yep.
right?
Yep, first time in LA, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you like it?
Here. Okay. I loved it so much, I changed my flight and stayed.
Yes, you stayed an extra week.
No, I'm liking it. The West Coast is very nice.
So now, going back to a little bit of the social media use and how you promote this, I know that you utilize stories to promote your events as well. I mean, how are you seeing that working for you?
The stories, it's also a great way to promote it. You see, it's like I was saying before, you see a different kind of market that look into that. And
yeah, well, based on the location, right?
Right,
and and the genre.
Like, it's a different tool, but it kind of does the same. It has the same, like, it gives you the same results, but with different people. So you get more
people. Your reach.
Yeah.
So your reach increases.
Exactly, their reach. Yeah. That's the word.
That's okay. We all do it. So the reach increases, but then you can utilize the stories to actually boost some of your own content, right, that you're utilizing. Because a lot of times if people see your story on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it is, then they'll do a little bit more digging if they like what they saw. And they might follow you or, you know, so you'll just reach a different audience.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Okay, great.
Same tools, but different audience.
But different audience. And that's why stories are so huge right now, is because, I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll see a lot of the same content being published on various different social media platforms, but the way that it's being used is different.
Yep.
And so that's why the audiences are different, I think, from my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you found it useful, because I have too, from doing my own testing. It's very big right now. Do you ever have the DJs like actually do story takeovers on your Rare account?
Well, I could say yes, because two of our girls are DJs, so Clara and
they're doing it. Yeah,
so they do. Yeah, we all take a part in the story. So I would say yes, because they're DJs too. And for example, one of my girls in New York, Marite, she's one of the residents. She helps a lot with that too. So
oh, cool. Yeah. So there's constantly like live content going out there.
Yes.
Awesome. So we're wrapping up the end here. I know that you have some events coming up. So tell us about the events. Now, if you guys missed, you know, Rare here in LA and Orange County, you just have to wait till they come back. But they do have some upcoming events that you can find on their Facebook. And tell us about them.
So we have our anniversary party coming up in New York for our 3-year anniversary. It's going to be June 11th. It's going to be a day party, and it's only girls playing. We have Clara, so my business partner, she's going to be in New York for that one.
Oh, cool.
And Laureen from Slow Life, and Mason, which is one of our residents. And then we're going to have also a 3-year anniversary party in Paris at the end of June, and the residents from Paris are going to be playing over there.
Very cool.
So that'll be really exciting. And those are the two big ones that we have coming up. I know this weekend the girls are having many events in Paris. There's the Breakfast Club they're having on Sunday, which is
I saw that.
That's been a really good party. People have been really enjoying that one. We started it a while back. Claire started that, and it's been doing really well. So they're doing that this Sunday, and
those events are huge.
Yeah, people enjoy that. They like waking up and going to dance. It's like they feel refreshed and they're ready to go, and it's like their motivation for the day. I love it.
I love day events. I prefer day events.
There's a vibe about it, you know.
There is.
Sun shining, good music.
Yes, and, I agree.
Yeah.
What would you, like, what type of advice would you give to other female artists that are trying to make it as creatives?
Don't give up. You know, sometimes things are a little rough and you have to just keep going. Don't ever give up. That's something my dad always told me, you know, just keep pushing through. Be determined in what you want. Know what you want and go get it. I mean, No one's going to get it for you, so you have to kind of push yourself through.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best advice.
Yeah. I mean, that's determination, right? Yeah. Commitment, determination. That's kind of what I'm hearing there.
Yeah.
Just making sure that you're holding yourself accountable and following your dreams, right?
And, exactly. And never lose your passion. You know, if that's your passion, go for it and love it.
Right. Well, it'll just automatically shine through.
Exactly.
Did you bring your favorite quote?
I did. It's very short. I have two.
Okay.
Okay. So one that I live by is keep it minimal. You know, keep it simple, keep it minimal.
I like it.
That's part of me. I do that. I try to keep everything like that. And one that my mother always told me, and this is just something that I found amazing, and I said, and it says, if they can live without you, let them.
Ooh.
And I was like, whoa, don't let anything ever get you. I kind of took it that way. And it could be for anyone. It doesn't, it could be for anything. If that person or that group of people or whatever, they can live without you, just let
them.
It be.
Bygones being bygones.
So she always told me that, and it always just stayed here, you know?
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. I love ending every show with a quote, because I think it's important to, you know, to share. Yeah, because everybody needs motivation and inspiration and things like that. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in today to the Skinny on Beauty. Please, the disco ball. Follow Rare on Instagram for more updates on their event.
And give us the emails and addresses, websites, all that kind of stuff.
So Rare Instagram is rare.fr. Okay. Our website is www.rare.fr. Mm-hmm. On our Facebook page, you can find us at the same as Instagram, rare.fr. Mm-hmm. And if you type Rare Records with the plus in the middle, you'll find us as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yes. So I'm super excited. If you have any other questions, you can also tweet Skinny on Beauty regarding. Yeah. Go ahead and show it off. You can tweet Skinny on Beauty for any information regarding Rare. Just go on their website. Check it out. You'll be able to tell what type of music right off.
Oh,
they have a very distinctive website.
Yeah. You can check our SoundCloud. On SoundCloud, if you put RA plus RE, you'll find us. You'll see the big plus, and that's all our music's in there, and our artist podcasts and our releases, our vinyl, there's snippets in there, so you can get a taste of what our music
is.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yep. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm your host, Cheryl Hawley. Remember, you can tweet me for any social media or digital marketing campaigns that you have that you want some help with at Unite Socially. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the only show where beauty and art collide, the Skinny on Beauty, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.